sometimes you can smell detasseling in the air.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I think about development sometimes when I think about detasseling, because as a 13-year-old, my mom took me 4 miles out to my field and dropped me off and went back home. And I probably completed one, maybe not even one round, but let's say one round. And there were probably 10, 15 to do. And I thought, well, that's enough for today. So then I walked 4 miles back home. And my mother was sort of surprised when she saw me and I believe took me right back out there to do my work. But you seem to think that we did slave labor for you and that you were.
I was 9 when I started detasseling. Some things that I draw upon in my life are, I remember early in the morning when it's dewy and wet and your clothes getting all wet from the dew and the tassels being really hard to pull out, how that can apply to just working through a situation, because eventually it will warm up and the tassels are easier to pull out, and walking through the fields, just how long the rows can be and how muddy they can be, adding mud to your shoes and how hard that can be and weighting you down, and then eventually the mud will come off the shoes. And being grateful for Tootsie Roll suckers that we have and singing in the cornfields.
And then also the persistence, because you can't just stop doing it until mm-mm. the job is done. And you don't necessarily get to decide when the job is done. Someone else is telling you. And I always hoped that it would help make you diligent, persistent, goal-oriented workers.
I think it did. So you are a recently retired educator. Tell me about your education.
Well, how I got into it was as a second grader. My youngest sister was born, and I was fascinated by children. And coming from a father who was an educator and a grandmother who was an educator, I always knew that that was what I wanted to do. And actually, of course, my theory is all adults are teachers when they're around children, whether it's good or bad. And then, unbeknownst to me, I was on the way to becoming a college professor because I'd started a master's degree, and there I was teaching adults, which I'd never planned to do. But I've always been so proud of you, how interested you've been in education and the learning process, and what a proud moment I had just this spring when you completed your doctorate in education, and to be able to sit there while you defended your thesis and listen to the philosophies that I've tried to teach my whole life. That was really, really cool for me.
And one of the reasons why I did pursue getting the doctorate is because I knew you were capable of it, and I knew that you were more capable than me.
Stop it.
And it was one of my favorite memories to have you come with me. Have you come with me to be there for my defending of my dissertation, because it was a big moment in my life.
There's the cornfield again. You had to persist an awful lot. You had to persist to get that done, Jenna.
Yes.
And I'm so, so proud.
Thank you.
Of who you are.
Thank you. One of the things I don't think you know is that I dedicated my dissertation to you.
Oh, no. I did not know that. But what a gift.